as most in Southern Ontario and around the country prepare for Maple Leaf hockey, may I say, holy Mackinac, it's Friday, and welcome to the Sportsline podcast on CHCH. Thank you so much for joining us, and to cap the weekday off, we're going to be talking about Canada's oldest national hockey championship as the week-long battle for this little old trophy. Look at this thing, folks. Beautiful. It's going to be held and contested in little old Dundas. Well, he's been a player, coach, general manager, owner, and even one of those folks wearing stripes. If you're discussing decades of hockey contributions to the community, Don Robertson represents with pride. Now, he and his community are the driving force behind the awareness, execution, and excitement of senior AAA hockey in this country. And I'll tell you, this member of the OHA Board of Governors is glowing from ear to ear. I can see it right now. Dundas, a real McCoys. They are hosting, and he is certainly very much involved in the Allen Cup that's coming here. Don Robertson, thanks for coming to Sportsline, your second trip here. But this time, we just kind of learned a lot about you. But this time, the big-time event here, national attention on little old Dundas.
Yeah, it'll be our fourth trip doing this. We've done it 2003, 14, last year, and this year. Yeah, it's pretty exciting when... a Newfoundland landed today, and they're in the building right now unpacking, and Alberta arrives tomorrow morning, but their equipment's already here, and it truly is. It's Canada's oldest national hockey championship, and it's pretty exciting for Dundas and our entire organization.
This thing, and I call it a thing because it is just a monstrosity of a trophy. It's got all kinds of history, doesn't it?
It's been handed out since 1908.
Wow.
Which is the year I was born. So it's been around a long time. It's what makes it the world, or the, and I believe the world's oldest national championship. It started in 1891 when they competed for the Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were paying players, and the board got mad at that and said, if you're going to pay players, it's amateur hockey. So you start your own league, and they took the Stanley Cup with them. And Sir Montague Allen said, they needed another trophy because it was the most popular championship of any kind in the Commonwealth. And Lord Grey said, I'll build you a cup. Sir Montague Allen, an industrialist out of Montreal, said, I already have one. There's skepticism whether he did or not. So he... Sir Montague Allen put this up to play for the national championship for hockey in Canada. And Lord Grey ended up with, that's the other league, CFL.
Yeah, and that's another wonderful trophy as well, too. But this one, like, I'll tell you, I'm looking at this, and I think the first thing that gets to me is I look at some, even like the World Series trophy, there's like plastic elements to it. This is hardware. The wood, the old iron. There's a lot of weight to this. It's, and I can only imagine how many people have drank out of this, how many times it's been dropped. I mean, we hear about it, the Stanley Cup, but I mean, there's stories. I think that's what makes it such a wonderful cup.
After the boys had it in 2014, the next time I saw it, they handed it to me in two pieces, and I'll guarantee you that wasn't the first time that had happened. And when you get that back, you're going, all right, now how do we fix this? Because I can't send it back to Hockey Canada in the Hall of Fame in two pieces. They're not going to be impressed with that. When you see some of the names on there, Bubba, that have won this thing before, the Whitby Dunlops that used to be in our league, they won the Allen Cup. Then they won a world championship. The Winnipeg Falcons won an Allen Cup, won a world championship. The winners of this cup used to represent Canada at the World Championships and the Olympics. And now we all know the National Hockey League players do, and it's evolved, mm-hmm. right? It's a different kettle of fish now. But there weren't – I mean, that's back when there were six NHL teams, mm-hmm. which I remember very well, and you got to be the right Bennies to remember when it was six.
Mm-hmm.
And so it used to be a huge, huge event. And we're making it a huge event, and – one of the exciting things is that it's going to be on this station,
mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, the final.
It's a big event.
I think this station, and I myself as a sports guy at this station, so proud because that heritage, that part of history, the hockey aspect of it, Hockey Canada's involvement, like it's the real deal, and it's amazing that the tradition continues. And, you know, the way we're going to present it, and Cable 14, the local cable TV here, they're also involved as well, too. It would be wrong for me not to name them as well, too. But it's a big event, and it should be recognized as a big event. Question though, and this is one of the biggest questions I get when they're like, "Oh, I hear you doing these scores for Wentworth and Stony Creek and the Dundas Real McCoys," and they're like, "What is senior AAA hockey, and who's eligible?"
Anybody. There's no age limit. Now, traditionally, nobody plays if you still have junior eligibility. Like we don't take guys on. You know, you play junior. You know, then you can graduate into the Real McCoy system. The lion's share of the athletes now that participate for this cup, I would say about 80% of them in our league have played pro hockey. So it's guys returning from Europe, returning from the American Hockey League, you know, that are still want to play competitive hockey, still want kids to ask them for their autograph. Mm-hmm. I mean, Chris Campoli is going to play Saturday night. He's got almost 400 games in the NHL. He still wants to play. Darren Haydar is in the American League Hall of Fame. He won it last year. They both won it. They still want to win it. It's such a competitive level. Mm-hmm. And so the athletes have to make a bit of a commitment now because they all have jobs. And a lot of them are married with kids and everything else. So the schedule has to fit that kind of a commitment for them. But when it gets to this level, they all want to win it. So we do have some graduating juniors that become excellent senior hockey players. You don't have to be a former professional hockey player to play in this league. But there's a ton of them in it, and they love it. And it's a great mix. You go into that room last night and, you know, we hand out tea after practice and we have pizza and shoot the breeze and everything else. And it's, they just bond. And one of the ways I recruit players is I tell them, you know, maybe you played on a championship team at this level. If you win a championship with the Dundas Real McCoys, you're going to be able to golf with those guys the rest of your life. The friendships that you make that you'll bond with, you can golf with them next week. You can golf with them in May. If you played in the American League or you played in Europe, you're not seeing those guys anymore. This is a different kettle of fish. And we treat them, Tuna and Larry and Shane and all the guys in our dressing room with the equipment guys, Jen's trainers, she has her own physiotherapy clinic in Dundas. We treat these guys like pros. When they walk in, their skates have been sharpened, their underwear's been washed, their jerseys hanging in the room. We do everything in our power to treat them like a pro. Mm-hmm. The only thing we don't do is pay them. All we do is give them gas money. Mm-hmm. We'll just cover your expenses. If you want to get paid to play hockey, don't call me. But we'll cover all your expenses. It'll never cost you a nickel. You can have all the tape you need. So you treat them like a pro. And they respect that.
And they never turn it down. And I think that's the amazing thing to me. And I've talked to so many players at that level, and they just they can't give it up. And I mean, we talk about a guy like Rick. We're talking about Austin Matthews and the 69 goal and 70 goal pursuit. And we think about a guy like Rick Vive, scored, what, 53 times?
Three times.
With the Maple Leafs. And here he was playing and coaching. Like, I mean, wanted to be involved, involved in giving back to the area. And that's another thing, too. You guys are constantly involved in the area, promoting the area.
Well, we are, and it's important to us. I mean, we've traveled from Fort St. John to Clarenville, Newfoundland with the Dundas Real McCoys, and, you know, sometimes I have to have a little chat with the players saying we're representing Hamilton and Dundas and our community and so on, and be respectful of why we're there and the jersey we're wearing, because it's pretty easy to want to go out and have four or five glasses of tea and, you know, some popcorn after the game. So make sure that you remember who you're representing. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful. And we're very pleased that we have such a great group.
Here's the thing. You people will remember this because you are part of the organizing committee of the Allen Cup Challenge, which has now the teams from all across the country competing. But first, for all those teams around the country and your team, you got to win. Like, and that's what makes this reminds me of the Memorial Cup. That's why it's so hard to win this thing, because you've got to win your league first, and then you got to play the best from the leagues across the country. So the situation was this for the Dundas Real McCoys. You got in because you're the host. But boy, you got, there was Stony Creek. They're really coming on as a franchise. They won this thing.
There was no need to bring that up. Yeah, we didn't make the league finals this year. And that's the first time in a long time we haven't done that. But we have been hammered with injuries. And we've had guys sick and we've had guys committed to work. So we didn't make the finals. So we've been sitting out a little bit. Stony Creek, full marks. I mean, I watched all the games in the finals. They played Wentworth and Stony Creek Tigers emerged from that. Anybody could have won it. It speaks to the caliber and the level of play in our league.
It went the full distance three games, right?
It did. Yeah. It's a quick series because we're playing here, mm-hmm. right? But Stony Creek, give them full marks. I mean, they have a wonderful team. They're not happy about winning it last year, and our job is to make sure that that doesn't happen again this year. But, you know, they've got a tremendous fan base they've built up. It's the old Hamilton Steelers from last year that just relocated to Stony Creek. So it's the same team. They've repeated as Robertson Cup champions. They deserve to be there. Wentworth could be in this tournament too, and they would hold their own. But everybody can't come. And we're there by virtue of the fact that we're hosting the event. Mm-hmm. And somebody has to do it, and somebody has to organize everything.
Sure.
You know, we've got buses picking up Newfoundland this morning and Alberta tomorrow morning. Alberta don't play till Sunday, so they can, you know, they can manage that. Sure. They'll all be there for the opening ceremonies. We'll have a choir of 60 kids on the ice singing the national anthem as all four teams are introduced. We'll have the best officiating in Canada doing our games through the OHA. And so it's there's a lot to it. We had a volunteer meeting last night. We stuffed a bunch of swag bags for the players. You know, our volunteer group for the Allen Cup will swell to 36 or 37 people. Mm-hmm. And it's a tremendous commitment on their part. And without them and some of our key organizers, it doesn't happen. So our job is to make sure that Dundas, the community, and Hamilton are proud of the show we put on. I mean, look at Ticats did a great job. The Grey Cup is a huge event.
Massive.
It's our event on steroids. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that we don't set the bar so high, it's hard to ignore the excellent work that we've done. I mean, we have so many volunteers. I just left an OHA board meeting this morning. Why they had a board meeting the day before the Allen Cup? I brought that up.
Like, just to make sure that you're doing your job.
Yeah, well, that's pretty hard to control on that front. But, yeah, so we did that. Sue's my wife has been such a big help this year with Dave Beeler coordinating the volunteers. She's out delivering tickets right now as we speak. Mm-hmm. So it's just a tremendous effort by so many people to make sure it runs well. And like I say, and somebody brought up last night, what haven't you got done? And I said, well, if it's not done, I forgot it. The good news is nobody will know what's not done because they don't know what's supposed to be done. So we'll throw a fastball by them and it won't be anything that anybody notices, I'm sure.
Well, the fact that you've done this already too, and I'm sure there are challenges, the different challenges every year, but the fact that you've done this a time or two probably gives you that upper hand on a lot of teams, a lot of franchises around the country. Now, we've talked about Stony Creek. We've talked about the Dundas Real McCoys. There are two other teams. There is a team from the East. Let's have a look at the teams that are competing in this contest. We got a representative from Alberta and out East. Let's talk about the Innisfil Eagles.
The Innisfil Eagles this year are going to come loaded for bear. They may have had the deepest team in the tournament last year. They beat us 2-1 in the opener, and I went in after the game and went, those guys are going to be hard to beat. And they haven't traveled before to the Allen Cup, and that's, I learned it the hard way. It's a challenge. You're taking a bunch of 25 to 35-year-old men on the road for a week. They're away, and there's some magic involved in managing that and making sure that they're focused and when they're not. And it turned out that Innisfil didn't make the playoffs. And I know Ryan Dodd, their GM, they're loaded for bear this year. They are going to be a juggernaut, and they're going to be hard to handle. But that's part of the event. That's why you have the tournament, though. Mm-hmm. When I'm saying I thought they had a very strong team last year, and they didn't make the playoffs. So who knows? We didn't make the playoffs in our league this year. So that doesn't make us a bad team, but tournament style and everything else, everything changes. Because once you get through the preliminary games, you're down to a semifinal and final, and you go home.
That's it.
It's so quick. It's a single knockout.
And you got to get your business done quickly. What about the champion from the East as we look at this squad from the East?
South Shores, Newfoundland. Newfoundland do it a different way. And I've been to Newfoundland, so it doesn't surprise me that they do things a little bit differently out there. And they've done it in the past. Last year's league champion, they say, you're going to go represent Newfoundland at the Allen Cup. So I'm going, all right, like, wouldn't you want to send this year's best team? But that's how they do it. And they got knocked out in the first round of the playoffs. So they've been sitting around. So
dangerous
for 6 weeks. But they'll be young, and they will be eager, and they will go 300 miles an hour. I mean, we played Clarenville last year, and we were down 2-0 going in the third period. So our average age was 10 years older than Newfoundland.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to Ron Bernacchi, who's our head coach, and I said, do you mind if I speak to the boys? And he's just about winning. He said, give it a shot. We haven't scored a goal. So I went in and talked about the opportunity and said, look, we have a veteran squad here. They know that. It was our fifth game in 6 days. And we'll talk about the format at some point. Went in and said, if we can get one goal, they may soil their pants. I didn't quite frame it like that. But
I know you didn't.
They will go, oh, boy. We scored two goals in a minute and 11 seconds. Chris Campoli, they call a timeout. Chris Campoli comes over the bench. Don, yeah, he goes, I think they're scared. And we scored three more. We scored five goals in the last 11 minutes.
Wow.
To win the championship. And so they'll bring a more seasoned squad with them this year, because they have a lot of the players that came last year will be participating. So they will have learned that. They have outstanding goaltending. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it for us to have Newfoundland involved, to me, really gives it that all-Canadian thing. I mean, they live on an island. You know what? We're restructuring how the Allen Cup is competed for, Bubba. We're talking about letting AA teams challenge for the Allen Cup moving forward, a term I very much dislike. But you know, I talked to the guy in Powell River, BC, and because we've done it 2 years in a row, is really going to grow senior AAA and AA across the Commonwealth. Mm-hmm. And that is part and parcel of the goal, and that's why Hockey Canada have given the championship to the Ontario Hockey Association to manage on their behalf. Mm-hmm. So the OHA are really running this event in conjunction, of course, with the Dundas Real McCoys, and I'm on the board. So mm-hmm. It's not all foreign to all of us, but we're trying to set the bar pretty high. And at the meetings this week that we have, we'll see who's interested in hosting it next year, because we're not interested in doing this every year. It's too much work. And where we can start moving it around to best expose it. Back up, we're not going to get it to the level where the teams are going to the Olympics or representing us at the World Championship, mm-hmm. but we're going to get it back up to the level that it should be and a recognition that the Allen Cup deserves.
Well, and I think it's that job is done by passionate people. And obviously, you and your group are one of those passionate people, and the people in the OHA. So, you know, good on you guys for this, because it is something that should be contested for years and years. And, you know, you talk about the long history. There's no reason why there shouldn't be a long history in the future as well, too. So here's what we're looking at. We're looking at four teams in this tournament. Bang, bang, bang. 1 week, we're going to have a champion settle. The games get going right away. Let's talk about this schedule for the four teams.
So sometimes I think I'm pretty clever, and then oftentimes it's quickly proven that I'm not. So last year we were sitting at the general manager's meeting, and I'm saying, you know what? I said, the NHL stops Thursday. Their playoffs start on Monday. Mm-hmm. We need more time to play the event. Why don't we play a game Saturday and Sunday so we're not competing with the National Hockey League, who traditionally stop Thursday and start Monday? Mm-hmm. So we agreed to that. There's only one afternoon game midweek, and we have Thursdays off because we weren't sure if the Dundas Blues weren't going to, the junior C team weren't going to still be competing. Mm-hmm. So we now the building has a day off. So the tournament's a little bit longer. And the reason we wanted it longer is because we played 5 games in 6 days. And that doesn't produce the best final. You know, some of your best games may be Monday and Tuesday because everybody's fresh and, there's no injuries. There's nobody's banged up. Nobody's really tired yet. So that's how we structured the schedule. And then Gary Bettman, without even a phone call to me, which is very disappointing. I've met Gary Bettman a few times. But Bill Daly, I would have thought, would have called and said, you know, Don, I know you're plan on starting Saturday night. So are we. Mm-hmm. So we didn't know this. To weeks after our dates have been set. And last year when we opened the event, we had to open the event the night the Leafs opened their playoffs. So we decided we'll be geniuses. That's where I come in. And now we're going to open up against the Toronto Maple Leafs when they start Saturday.
Yeah, you just don't want to do that, for sure. You don't want to split the allegiances, for sure.
And we're doing that. I mean, they changed their format.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are, but it'll be great. We'll have lots of people there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
There's no doubt about that because of the people that understand this tournament. And you know what? You could always PVR the Leaf game. They're going to lose to the Bruins anyway. I want to end on that with your thoughts on that series. But, you know, so there's a format here. And as you said, it happens so quick. You've got to win that first game to get yourself a big advantage.
Yeah, it is. You want to win them all, but you got to focus on how can I at least get to the semifinals? Newfoundland got a bye to the finals last year. So the way the structure is, it's a four-team tournament. The last place team is out, which has happened to Alberta last year, Innisfil. And then second and third playoff in a semifinal Friday night, which will be broadcast on Cable 14 Live. And the championship game will be 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, April 27th, with the first place team and the winner of the semifinal. Mm-hmm. So you're right, the week's going to go by pretty quick.
And that final broadcast here on CHCH. And from my standpoint, and I mean, I'm a little selfish here. You know, I always look at the broadcasters. And I mean, I don't want to date the guy because he looks so good. He looks better than me. That's Rod Black. Are you talking about Canadian broadcast sports royalty? And he's going to be on the microphone here at CHCH, along with, and we talked about him, the three-time 50-goal scorer, Maple Leaf legend, Rick Vibe, also involved with the Dundas Real McCoys. So he understands the importance of what this trophy means. So what a broadcast crew for this final.
It was great. In this building, we had a meeting, you know, with the guys that run CHTV and Cable 14 were there. And, you know, they had two or three people. I wandered in alone. And the only thing that we wanted what's happening to take place. The only thing that I had said is, can we have some input on the talent? And it was agreed. And Roman said, who are you thinking? I said, well, I'd like to get a hold of Rod Black and Rick Vibe to see if they'll do it. And to your point, it's like, really? Do you know Rod Black? I went, not yet. But I'm going to give him a chance to say no to me. Right. That's how I got Rick Vibe to play for us. I mean, he said, he won't play. I said, I'm going to give him a chance to say no to me.
That's a good way to look at things, actually.
It works. Right? So I get Rod Black's contact information, and within 3 days, Rick Vibe and Rod Black were set up to do the broadcast. And they're going to do the Friday night game. And they're going to do the premier game on CH on Saturday afternoon. So they're both excited. We got big poster. That poster is up in the building. I texted them both yesterday, and it's great. Rod Black is a legend. So it's funny. So I get a hold of Rod Black. We're shooting a breeze. And he said, who's going to do the color? I said, well, I've got a guy in mind, but, you know, go ahead and see what you're thinking about. He says, can you get Rick Vibe to do it?
Really?
I went, yeah, I think so, if he's available. And he said, didn't he play for you? And I said, yes. He said, well, he'd be perfect. He said, I've worked with Rick before, so if Rick will do it. And 20 minutes later, I'm talking to Viver, and the deal was done. Like, it took 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. I mean, Rod Black is a legend. He's done Olympics. He's done
everything.
Everything.
Everything. First Raptors broadcaster. You said Olympics, hockey, world hockey. I don't even know. There's nothing he hasn't done. There's nothing.
He's also done. he can't remember.
CFL.
Three or four broadcasts of the Allen Cup. So it's not even new to him. I'm starting to explain senior hockey to him. And he says, you know, in Winnipeg, he got called up for a junior, St. Boniface. And I went, the Mohawks. And he went, really? You know that? I said, yeah. He said, yeah, I did as a junior. So he's played a little bit of senior hockey. He's broadcast it before. And everybody involved, CH, everybody involved, Cable Ford, everybody's ecstatic that we've got these two guys. And the former captain of the Toronto Maple Leafs, 50-goal scorer three times, former Dundas Real McCoy player, coach. It's coming together pretty well. It's going to be pretty exciting.
One last thing, and you said the word excitement, right? Exciting. But the only thing I would say is the crowd, obviously, is important. But you got to have a venue where the crowd is just the right size, and the Greitmeyer Arena is the perfect place to host, I think, these games.
I'm biased, but I'm right, which is always important. I think J.L. Greitmeyer Arena is the best senior hockey venue in Canada because it's a bowl situation. You can't get any more than like 30 feet from the ice surface. So it's absolutely perfect. You don't need 4,000 people to make the building full. Mm-hmm. Like 12, 13, 14, 1,500 is it's, and then, you know, last year it proved itself out. We score five goals in the last 11 minutes. I mean, the roof's blowing off the place. I mean, it's just, to your point, it's an absolute wonderful venue. The ice surface is smaller, so it makes it more quaint, and it lets us build a different kind of hockey team. We can build a hockey team with more veteran guys because they're not playing on Olympic ice surface or even an NHL regulation size. So we know what we need to
it's
win.
Like the Boston Garden.
It's like the or the odd.
The old odd, yes, for sure.
In Buffalo, right? So that's really the size of the ice surface. So we can tailor make our team. Mm-hmm. Now, we have a litany of injuries and other obstacles to overcome, but I was watching our guys out in the ice last night, and I said, you know, we got a shot at this thing. Like, it's nobody's repeated since the 90s, and right now, today, we're the only team that has an opportunity to repeat because we won it last year.
I'll tell you, I'm pumped for this. I'm excited for this. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for all the teams that have traveled from far and away to represent and want to win this trophy. I think this is going to be an outstanding week in the little town of Dundas. It's going to be rocking. So enjoy the week. Good luck to your team. But being a part of this, I got to say, good luck to the Stoney Creek Tigers as well, too. They're defending Robertson Cup champions.
Whatever.
Got to say that.
Whatever.
But I think this is going to be an outstanding week. Folks, tickets are nothing. Get down there. I think you know this. It's so attractively priced. There's no reason for everyone not to at least take any game. And you know the final, if you can't make it, it's going to be here on CHCH, the semifinal on Cable 14. Don, enjoy the week. I know you're going to put on a first-class event, and this community is certainly proud and excited that you put this all together, you and your people.
Bubba, it's your support is ongoing and very much appreciated by all kinds of amateur teams are in the area, and this podcast has been absolutely wonderful. And you asked me about the Leafs and Bruins? Leafs in five.
Oh, my goodness! Did you have a sip before you came here?
Not yet. But I've drank out of that thing. Only tea. Only tea.
Only tea.
Crosses my lips.
Tea is, a secret word for something else. That's your Sportsline podcast for Friday. And as you've just seen and heard, we love talking about covering and promoting athletes, teams, events, all from the Golden Horseshoe. Please hit that thumbs up, like, and subscribe button. And if you do have something to say, please comment. Hey, while you're at it, be sure to investigate the other podcasts we do have to offer, like Newsmakers and a new edition of Trending Now with Louie. It's hot off the press. For the wonderful people that make the Sportsline podcast possible. And that includes you, that you listen and you watch. Thank you so very much, and we'll see you next week.